We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Tzitzis, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Dalet. This halacha is based on the Torah Tikku Teichocha in the second half of Likutei Moran, Chapter 8. Ve'ikar HaTzitzis Heim L'Sakein HaBegodim. The main reason why we're wearing tzitzis is to rectify our garments, our clothing. Ki Shoyrish HaTzitzis Shehu b'chinas hanigun hanal, b'chinas chut shel chesed hanal, nimshach mebchinas hatfila b'chinas din hanal. The better a person is familiar with the chapter in Likutei Moran, Rav Nosson Zal's pushing buttons here. He's mentioning each time a topic that's mentioned in the chapter in Likutei Moran, and he's connecting tzitzis to all of them, as he started to previously. We mentioned earlier, we spoke about a song that's going to be played on a harp of 72 strings, and we said that the tzitzis are symbolic of the strings. So the tzitzis are related to that nigun, that special nigun, number one. In addition, we spoke about toichocha, we spoke about reprimand, and we spoke about the tefillah bebchinas din, which are tied into chut shel chesed. Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moran quotes a Gemara, where the Gemara says that if a Jew reprimands another Jew properly, then Hashem draws a thread of chesed upon that person. So these are some of the connections. The connections are very, very clear over there in Likutei Moran. Rav Nosson Zal now is taking the topic of tzitzis and weaving it into all the different points that are mentioned there in Likutei Moran. Okay, and the chut shel chesed, which comes from the tefillah bebechinas din, which we said that the tzaddikim, they know certain times when the channels of chesed are spoiled, are not available, and then they know to switch the tefillah to a tefillah bebechinas din. Shaydeze zoichen leruach nevuah. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moran that through this tefillah and through this chut shel chesed, we're zoche to a spirit of nevuah. Vaydeze mesaknin u'mevararin hamedame. And when there is nevuah, that corrects and clarifies medame. Medame means imagination, fantasy, confusion. There are many, it would require many different words to clarify what the term medame means. We're giving some of them. Vaydeze zoichen le'emuna shleima. And when there is this ruach nevuah, and when we're zeichet to clarify the medame, Rabbeinu Zal quotes a pasuk, ubiyad hanavim adame, that nevuah helps make a tikkun for medame. And when the nevuah is bishleimus, then we're zeichet to emuna shleima. When there is this birur hamedame, then we're zeichet to shleimus v'emuna, vayidehu emuna nizgale chidish oilam. And when the emuna becomes strong enough, then we're zeichet to believe in the thing which is sort of most difficult to believe in, which is the concept of chidush olam, the fact that Hashem created the world from nothing, from total nothingness, some yesh me'ayim. Ki chidush olam yefshe lohovin b'seichel, ki im be'emuna levad v'chulu. Because as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, this concept of chidush olam is something which is impossible for us to be able to understand rationally. The only way to relate to it is with emuna. We believe. Valyidei hu emuna yihye chidush ha'olam losid. And so too, the chidush ha'olam that we're waiting for in the future, when Hashem is going to renew the world, give us a whole new world, is also dependent on emuna. Again, all of this Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moran through psukim and gemaras, weaving it all together. Va'oz yisar hashir hazeh. And then there will be awakened this special song, shehu shir shel niflois, which is the song of miracles, of wonders. Shehu b'chinas chut shel chesed anal, which is played on those string, that special string, the string of chesed. Shehu shoyrish hatzitzis, which is the source, the roots of the mitzvah of tzitzis. V'al kein, al yidei chut hazeh, shehu chutei hatzitzis, shenimshochim b'sheiroshon mibiror v'tikin hamadamim, and therefore through the strings of the tzitzis, which come from perfection of medame and rectification of medame, aydeze mesaknenes habegodim valavushim. That's what helps us fix our garments. And Rav Nosson Sal is going to explain now. Ki kol habegodim v'malbushim nimshochim mebechinas hamedame. Because all clothing and garments are associated with medame. Shehu bechinas levush haseichel. In spiritual terms, in Sifrei Chassidus, in Sifrei Kabbalah, medame is referred to as a levush of the seichel. It's not actual seichel, it's a garment of the seichel. It's the exterior of seichel-like. Because seichel is when a person understands something really, really properly for what it really is. Medame is when a person looks at something, he looks at a picture, and it looks real, but it's not. It's nothing. It's a piece of person looks at a drawing of an ice cream, and they've drawn it to perfection. It's got the exact color and the shape. And the person wants to take a bite out of it, and they say, silly, it's a piece of paper. It's nothing but a piece of paper. So medame is referred to sometimes as a levush of the seichel. V'alkein, and therefore, kemoi sheho'odom yochoy lehizdamo islodom acher al yidei shinoi malbushov, just like a person can make themselves appear like someone else by changing their clothing, putting on a costume, a different levush, ad sheyitu boy velo yakiru, to the point where people looking at him should make a mistake and not recognize him. There are thieves and criminals who try to escape sometimes, and they do it by dressing up like somebody differently. And again, they walk right in front of the nose of the policeman. The policeman looks at them, and he sees a well-dressed woman, and he doesn't know that this is really a man who has dressed himself up to make himself look exactly like a woman. Kein yecholin al yedei hamedame. So just like through medame with clothing, it's possible for a person to make himself appear like somebody else, and people should be totally mistaken about him, so too it's possible through medame, litois, leshanois es haseichel, to make a mistake and to change the proper understanding of something. You take something that's poison, that kills a person, that destroys a person completely, and you can dress it up in something, make it look romantic, make it look thrilling, etc., where people can't wait to get it. They want it even though the thing is really destructive. It's a poison. Lahafoich es haseichel misvor asoemes lisvor shel sheker. To change people's thinking from thinking properly about that item to having a false thought about it, that it's really a great thing, it's a wonderful thing. We give the example sometimes of cigarettes. Cigarettes is a thing which many people today recognize as being harmful, destructive, murderous. And despite the fact that they actually, many countries have required through law that it has to say on the box of cigarettes that this thing is hazardous to your health, people are buying it and smoking it. A person will say, how could it be? I don't know. How is that possible? The answer is that even though it has that message there, which is a piece of seichel, there's a lot of medame surrounding this item where it's made to appear like this is, you want to be a real man, or you want to be a real yeshiva bacher, it's with a cigarette in your mouth. You know, that kind of. So this is this concept of medame, which isn't the real seichel. It's a levush of the seichel. It's advertising. It's, you know, it's advertising. A person would say advertising. People put a lot of seichel into that. There's a lot of brains going into that. Some of the sharpest minds are working in the fields of advertising. But again, it's they're using their seichel to make truth look false and false look truthful in many cases. Ad she'ein makirin es etzem amitas haseichel u'emes. To the point where people can no longer recognize the real truth. They can't figure out what's true, what's not, what's good, what's not good. I go into a store, I'm walking down the aisles to shop, and I see different things, and wow, that looks great. that box of chocolate looks great, and that box of this looks great, and each one of these things, it's dressed, it's made to look, and the real good things, the real healthy things, the fruit and vegetables, they look pretty simple. They don't look that, there's nothing thrilling about them. Ki hamedame, kishe'enoi mevuror, hu malbish umastir es hasechel, ad she'en makirin es etzem hasechel huemes. Because the medame, when it has not been clarified, when it isn't clear to the person what's real and what's fake, what's phony, the medame ends up dressing up and cloaking the sechel to the point where people can't get to the real sechel. They can't get to knowing what's really good and what's really bad. Ki hamedame hu levush hasechel kanal. Because the medame is like a dressing on the sechel. It's advertising, it's PR, it's window dressing. That's the terminology that's used about it. That they dress this thing up to make it seem like it's fabulous. V'al kein tzrichin lehizgaber mo'oid levareres hamedame. And therefore, Rabbeinu Zal stresses throughout the Likut Imran in a number of different places that one of the main missions of a Jew in this world is Birur Hamedame. Hashem has parachuted us into an Olam HaSheker. We're in a false world, a world of Medame, Dimyonos. Things look different than what they really are. Good looks bad, bad looks good, etc., etc. And one of the main, in order for a person to get onto the right track, he's got to work on Birur Hamedame, sorting this thing out. Sorting out what looks good from what's really good. Ki ikar shleimus hu emuna hagdoisho hu al yedei Birur Hamedame kimavur heitev bahatoiranal. Because in order for a person to believe in what they're really supposed to believe, and in order for a person to recognize Hashem and believe in Hashem properly, one of the most important things that's required is Birur Hamedame. Because the Medame is the main distraction that distracts a person from Hashem and gives a person the wrong impression of Hashem, makes Hashem look bad, and etc., etc. And then Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say over there in Likut Imran, V'al kein tzrichen lehishtadel mo'oid lechapes ulevakesh mi'Hashem Yisborach Lizkois lehiskarev letzadik amiti. Therefore, because of this problem of medame, because of the confusion, because of the falseness in this world, a Jew has to try very hard to search, and to beg Hashem to be zeicha to help me come close to the true tzadik sheyesh loy bechinas ruach hakodesh, who has ruach hakodesh. And Rabbeinu Zal writes there that even though today there isn't Ruach HaKodesh in the same form, on the same level as there was thousands of years ago, but there's no doubt that in order for a person to be a proper leader of Klal Yisrael, he must have some form of Ruach HaKodesh. Kedei sheyizke al yodoi le'emuna shleima. Because when a tzaddik possesses Ruach HaKodesh, that tzaddik has the ability to convey to his students real pure emuna in Hashem. Real shleimus emuna, shehu yesoid hakoil, which is the foundation of everything. Ki ikar birur hamedame, she'al yodoi zoichin le'emuna shleima, hu al yidei bechinas Ruach HaKodesh, Ruach Nevuah, kamo shekosav sham, ayin sham. Because the real clarification of medame, the real ability to sort out true from false, good from bad, this birur hamedame is dependent on, through which a person is zeicha to emuna shlema, is dependent on ruach hakodesh, which is synonymous with ruach nevuah, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there. Shekol ze nimshach mebechinas hatfila bebechinas din shel habal koyach. All of this is brought about through the tefillah bebechinas din of the tzaddik who has that tremendous power, k'may shekosov sham ayin sham, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there. Look over there in Likut Imran for the details. When a Jew is zoche to achieve this biror hamedame, to be able to clarify the confusion, we said medame is the mix of good and bad. Medame is fantasy. Medame is window dressing, advertising. Medame means it looks like, it seems. Medame is when something seems different from what it really is. Something seems delicious, wonderful, but it's deadly, it's poisonous, it destroys. Or something seems yuchi, and it's really extremely important, that's going to save the person's life.
U'kishezoichen lebirur hamedame, shaydeze zoichen le'emuna, alideze zoichen le'shir shel chesed hanal.
And when a person is zoichet to this biror hamedame, which helps a person be zoichet to have faith in Hashem and faith in tzaddikim, faith in Torah, through that the person is zoichet to chiddush ha'olam, to the new world, where there will be this shir shel chesed, this song which will be played on the harp of 72 strings, which we said is chesed. Chesed is 72.
Shemishom nimshochim hatzitzis kanal.
And that's where our tzitzis come from. Our tzitzis draw on all of these things that we just mentioned.
V'alkein toilin hatzitzis bibegodim, and it's for this reason that we hang the tzitzis on the clothing, l'sakenes habigodim,
in order to rectify the clothing, the garments,
ki habigodim heim bebechinas koyach hamedame,
because clothing is an example of koyach hamedame. Can have a person who's fat, and depending on what kind of clothing they're wearing, they can appear to be trim, normal looking, because certain kind of clothing, certain colors and certain lines have the ability to hide, to disguise, make something look different than what it really is. Giving all kinds of examples of this koyach hamedame. So clothing is koyach hamedame, which is referred to as the levush of the seichel. It's not seichel, it's like external seichel. It's like a garment of the seichel. It's window dressing of seichel. We mentioned an example of this is PR, advertising. Is that seichel? No, it's not seichel, it's stupidity. It's how to fool the public, how to convince people to do something that they shouldn't really be, or they wouldn't be doing if their heads were screwed on right. If their head was screwed on right, they definitely would not be buying 10 boxes of this thing, or, you know. But through advertising, through this imagery, through the koyach hamedame, we can sell it to the, we can market it and sell it and package it a certain way to make it seem so attractive that intelligent people will put aside their intellect and they'll be caught up in the hoo-ha. They'll be caught up in the advertising and that kind of thing.
Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to touch on another example of this medame and show how it's tied into the topic of tzitzis. Paragraph Hey, Kimavur besoif haTorah hanal al posuk liyoyim chageinu, because Rabbeinu Zal at the end of that chapter in Likutei Moran, Torah Ches, in the second half of Likutei Moran, all the way at the end of the chapter where he's explaining the posuk, Tiku b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chagenu, which is the basis for that chapter on the Likutei Moran, when he explains the words liyom chagenu, he writes over there, shekol ha'teorim v'hashvochim she'onu meshabchen mufar an oisei sporach, all the adjectives and praises that we use to praise and glorify Hashem, heim bebechinas hamedame. They are all under the umbrella term of medame. And again, medame means like, similar. What is an adjective? It describes, it's a term that's similar to the thing that it's describing, that it's defining. Ki bipnimius hasechel, because in reality, in actuality, hu yisborach maroimam venela mikol hatorim vashvochim, Hashem is way, way above all the adjectives and all the praises, all the words that we use to refer to Hashem, to describe Hashem, are understating Hashem very drastically. Hashem is way, way, way above all of that.
V'ikr kol hashvachim v'atorim heirak bebechina samedame v'chul anshom. And therefore, this whole concept of us being able to refer to Hashem by these words is all an example of medame. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likut Imran where Rabbeinu Zal discusses this. V'chol ha-to'orim v'ashvochem she'im bebechinas ha-medame kulam heim bebechinas levushin de-malka. And all of these praises that we say about Hashem and all these names that we use about Hashem, which are all in the category of medame, they are actually kaviyocha like Hashem's garments, Hashem's clothing. Just like when you look at the clothing, you look at something dressed up in clothing, you're not looking at the actual thing, you're not seeing the actual thing, the person inside the clothing, you're seeing the clothing. So to all of these terminologies that we use about Hashem, these are levushim of Hashem. We're not actually relating yet to Hashem himself, kaviyochel, who is way above all of that. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim chapter 104, Hoid v'hodor lavoshto. Hashem, you dress yourself in hoid and hodor, in beauty. Shekol ha-to'orim v'hashvochim shemeshabchen u'mefaren u'mechabden u'megadlan eshmo yisporach. All the titles and adjectives and terms and phrases that we use to praise Hashem, shezeo bechinas hoid v'hodor, they are referred to as as beautiful and glorious. Ze bechinas levushin, these are all garments. Bechinas hoid v'hodor lavoshta. Because on one hand, these are ways of paying respect to Hashem. We're declaring, we're talking about Hashem in very respectful terms. However, this respect is a garment. Kavod is a garment. Ki Rabbi Yochanan kore lemane mechabdusa. Because Rabbi Yochanan called his clothing his kavod. Nimtza. Shehalavushim heim bechinas kavod, that the garments, the clothing, are kavod. Hainu bechinas hakavod v'ahodor v'hashevach shemechabden u'meshabchen emforan oisei yisborach b'shevachem u'torim. All of these praises and glorifications with which we show respect and glory to Hashem. Shekol zehu bebechinas koyach hamedame. All of it is in the category of koyach hamedame. It's similar. We're comparing Hashem to these terms that we can relate to because we can't relate to what Hashem actually is. Kol zehu bechinas levushim shehim nikroim kavod kanal. V'al kein al yedei hashvachim v'torim shehim bechinas hamedame malin es kol ha'olamos. And therefore, by us using these terms, by us praising Hashem and speaking to Hashem, reciting Tehillim and the other prayers which are Shirois v'tishbochois l'Hashem, through this we elevate all the worlds. Ki klolius kol ha'olamos heim bechinas levushin demalka ki yodua. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that all of the worlds that Hashem created are also Hashem's clothing. It's garments of Hashem. Kaviyochel Hashem is inside of it. Hashem is inside the world. Hashem is inside this refrigerator. Hashem is inside of everything. And everything, the entire creation, is a levush for Hashem. All the worlds are a malbush of Hashem. They're called levush nemalka. And all of these praises of Hashem that are also levush nemalka. And the more we glorify, the more we show respect to Hashem in speaking about Him in these glorifying terms, this brings about an aliyah for Hashem's other garments, for the worlds, which are the garments of Hashem. Ki hamedame shemishom hashvachim v'torim hu b'chinas levushim, b'chinas levush ha-sechel. Because we said medame, which is from where all of these words, these adjectives, these praises of Hashem come from, is also levushin. Medame is a levush. It's a garment. It's a covering. B'chinas levush ha-sechel, as we learned earlier. V'chol ha-begodim ha-gashmiim Bringing it down to the physical world, all of the clothing, the whole fashion industry and clothing industry that exists in this world, all is associated with medame, which is this levush of the sechel. It's all playing on people's, on what it looks like, usually, not what it really is. V'alkein, al yedei oyer hatzitzis, and therefore, through the light of tzitzis, shenimshach mebechinas hatzadik oemes, shehu balkoyach godol, which comes from the true tzadik who has that great power. Shal yedei tfilosei bebechinas din, we said the tcheles of the tzitzis represents the tfila bebechinas din, right? The tcheles is the color of the kisei hakovod, which is din. It's called a kisei malchus. So the tzitzis receives from the true tzaddik, who is this bal koyach, through his tefillah bebechinas din, mevarer hamedame. He corrects the medame. He clarifies. He sorts out the medame. Shaydeze zeichen l'shir shel chesed, through which we're zeichen to that song of chesed, shemishom shoyrish hatzitzis, which is the source from where tzitzis draws its light. The strings of the tzitzis, the 72 strings that we spoke about earlier. V'alkein al yedei hatzitzis halolu onu mesakninas habegodim shenem shochem mebechinas hamedame. So Rav Nosson Zal has taken tzitzis and he's connected it to a few places in that chapter on Likut Imran. He connected it to the tefillah bebechinas din. He connected it to the chut shel chesed, to the shir shel osed lovoi, to all of those things, which are all related to the tikkun, to that biror hamedame, fixing up the medame, which is the clothing, the garments. Al kein al yedei tzitzis halolu onu mesaknen es habegodim shenemshach mebechinas hamedame kedei shenizke bekoyach hazeh levarer gam etzleinu es bechinas koyach hamedame shubrinas habegodim. By fixing up our own clothing, the garments, the exterior medame, this helps us sort out the internal medame, the internal confusion, the mix-up between good and bad, where toiv and ra mixed up, convoluted, and a person can't figure out what's really good, what's really bad. Which angel is trying to sell me something, making it look good, and it's really very harmful to me, and which angel has my real, genuine good interests in mind? Kedei shenizke le'emuna shlema. Because we said that when a person is zoichet to birur hamedame, then they're zoichet to emuna shlema. We said that the word medame is confusion. Medame is the opposite of emuna. Sofek, doubt, we say is usually the opposite of, is this concept of, again, sofek means we're not sure what it really, it looks like something, but I don't know if it's really that kind of thing. That's another term for medame, which is the opposite of emuna. Emuna is called vadai. We say about Hashem, havadai shemoi kein tehilosoi. Hashem is, there's nothing more definite in the world than Hashem. Kedei shenizke lahamin bishleimus biyichudoi v'achdus yisbora. So that we should get to a level where we're able to believe completely in the oneness of Hashem, in the unity of Hashem, ubechidish oilam, and in the fact that Hashem created the world from complete nothingness, something from nothing, and that the chidish oilam, and that there's going to be a chidish oilam in the future. Shezehu yesoid hakol. This is the foundation of our entire Yiddishkeit. Ukemavur b'mokam achar b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 7 in the first half of Likut Imran, shetzitzis mesugol le'emuna ayin shom. There, Rabbeinu Zal makes the connection between tzitzis and emuna in the way that he does it over there. In our chapter, we see it being brought out through this issue of biror hamedame, the tikkun for the begodim. The begodim is the thing is the thing that can fool people the most, and tzitzis is the tikkun for the begodim. V'chein mavur b'tikunim tikkun yud. And so too we found that it's explained in the Tikkuni Zohar, chapter 10, Hei Ksharim, that the five double knots in the tzitzis, Lekabel Shema Yisrael, correspond to the five words, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem. Those five words. Lekabel Hei Nimen de Kinor David, in order to receive the five strings of David HaMelech's harp. There's a harp of 72 strings, there's a harp of five strings, corresponding to the five books of the Torah and many other things that are brought. V'alkein kovu parshas tzitzis b'kriyashma. Now you'll understand why the rabbis have attached the parsha of tzitzis to kriyashma. Kriyashma is where we declare our faith in Hashem. What's tzitzis doing in there? Because we just said that tzitzis plays a tremendous role in helping a person be zocheh to this birur hamedame, to get rid of all the fakeness and phoniness, and to be able to see through it all, to be able to see the Hashem Echod. V'alkein loikchen atzitzis b'shas kriyashma, and this is why we actually hold the tzitzis in our hands when we're saying kriyashma. Ki tzitzis tikkun habegodim, tikkun hamedame, heim b'chinas emuna. Because tzitzis, which is the tikkun for the clothing, the tikkun for medame, therefore tzitzis is emuna. Just because we're in the month of Cheshvan now, today is 10 days in Cheshvan, and Hanukkah is not that far around the corner, one of the holidays, one of the places in Likutei Halachos where Rav Nosson Zal talks a lot about this topic, Koyach HaMedame and Birur HaMedame, is in the first law of Hilchas Chanukah in Or HaChaim. He bases it on a chapter on Likutei Moran, chapter 25, in the first half of Likutei Moran, which is one of the main places where it discusses this Medame, this Birur HaMedame. And it's brought that the word Medame is Bigimatria Chanukah, the holiday Chanukah. Why? What is Chanukah? Chanukah is one of the best examples of this issue of medame. Chanukah, on Chanukah, there wasn't a butcher running around with a knife to kill the Jews. They were intellectuals, Greek philosophers and Greek intellect who were trying to substitute Greek culture for Torah. They were trying to say, this is culture, our culture is even better. They were trying to get the Jews, lahashkicham toirasecha ulahavira mechuki ritzanech. They wanted us to forget the Torah, to replace the Torah with something that looks just as good, even better. Greek hook, this is chachman secha, but this is antiquated. We'll give you modern, the Greek stuff. And this is the concept of Chanukah, the candles that we light, show these little candles, showing that this little bit of kosher light, of light of holiness, can dispel, can match. We know in Chutzlar, it's usually this holiday of Chanukah comes out at the same time as the non-Jews celebrate their holiday, their lights. And they've got thousands of lights and bulbs and blinking and lighting up the whole world. And the Jew lights his little Chanukah menorah with his tiny, tiny little candles. And these tiny little candles of truth dispel and eliminate the make-believe candles, the make-believe light of the Sitra Achra. And Rav Nosson Zal brings from the Arizal that the eight lights of Chanukah correspond to the eight times that we have the word emes from Kriyashma to Shmon Esrei in the morning, in the Tefillah of Shachris. Emes v'yatzav, emes shatu rishon v'atu achon, emes. If you'll take a look there, it mentions the word emes eight times. The Arizal explains why. But this, the emes is the opposite of medame. Again, medame is this thing, is what seems like. It's advertising, it's dressing, window dressing. Emes is the ultimate truth, which is the Torah, which is the truth tzaddikim, which is the light of the tzitzis. These eight strings of the tzitzis also corresponding to these eight levels of emes. Ki ikar shleimus u'emuna hu al yedei birur hamedame kanal. Because real perfection of emuna is dependent on birur hamadama. The more a person can sort out the falseness, the fakeness of this world, the more they can come to real emuna, because emuna is dependent on emes. Emes ve'emuna choyk v'layavar. People always ask the question, you're telling me to believe? You're telling me that faith is in what I don't understand. Faith is what I don't see. If it's something that I don't understand and don't see, then I could say the same way I don't understand Hashem, I don't understand other idols and other things. You know what? If it can't be proven and it's not something of understanding, then where do you begin? Who's to say that my believing in Hashem is any better than somebody else who believes in a tree? And the answer is, the Sforum of Nosanzal brings that there's something that comes before Emunah, and that's Emes. Emes ve'emunah choyk v'layavar. That you can't go straight to Emunah. Because if you're going to go straight to Emunah, then believe this, you believe this, I believe that. I can believe in anything. If it's what I don't see and don't understand, then it's a free-for-all. But if you say that there's a prerequisite, the prerequisite is Emes, that I can't lie, can't say this is a bicycle if it's not, if I see it's a table, et cetera, et cetera. Through emes, the more a person works on emes, the more they can get to knowing what to believe in and who to believe in, and knows where to take it to things that you don't see and you don't understand. But it requires starting from that emes. And emes is the birur hamadama. This emes is the ruach hakodesh we're speaking about here, the ruach nevuah, the ruach hakodesh, the Torah, the true tzaddikim, who by working, by attaching themselves so perfectly to the Torah and getting rid of all the sheker, by fighting sheker in their whole lives, eliminating the battle between emes and sheker inside of us, the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Tov is marketing, the Yetzer Hara is marketing. He's emes, he's medame. They look identical. They're twins. Esav and Yaakov came out as twins. Identical twins, not identical literally, came out at the same time and then split apart to be total opposites, extreme opposites. V'al kein kol ha-toira kula tluya betzitzis. And therefore, if we're saying that tzitzis is emes, and tzitzis is emuna, and tzitzis is the opposite of medame, you'll understand why the entire Torah is dependent on tzitzis and is plugged into tzitzis. K'mayshu kosov, as we say, ure'isem oisa, you will see the tzitzis, u'zechartem es kol mitzvos Hashem. You'll remember all the mitzvahs. Ki ikar kiyum kol ha-toira, tluya be'emuna, because the main fulfillment of the entire Torah is dependent on emuna. Shehu yisoid hakol, which is the foundation of everything. K'mayshu kosov, kol mitzvois secho emuna. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, all the mitzvois are emuna. U'kumayshu mazal, as the Gemara says at the end of Makkos, bo Chavakuk vehemidon alachas v'tzadik be'menosa yichya. Chavakuk came and shrank. He showed that the whole Torah is based on one thing. It's standing on one foot, emuna. Tzadik be'menosa yichya. Paragraph of the Alkain. Iker hascholas kabolas oil Torah mitzvahs huayidei tzitzis. Now you'll understand also that when a baby boy is born, the first mitzvah that we really introduce him to is tzitzis, putting on tzitzis on the kid. Ki hatinoik kishemaschilin lechanchoi b'mitzvahs, because a small child, a baby, when we want to start him in mitzvahs, hamitzvah rishoyne shemachanchan oisoi hi mitzvahs tzitzis. The first, we don't give him a lulav to hold, we don't give him an esra, the first mitzvah is tzitzis. V'chein b'chol yoyim baboiker, and so too every single day in the morning, kishekomim mishnosoi, when a person gets up from sleep, hamitzvah rishoyna shemaschil alakayim utzitzis. The first physical, tangible mitzvah that we start with is tzitzis. Why? Ki tzitzis hu b'chinas tikun ubirur hamedameh. Because we said tzitzis is the correction, the clarification of medame. Shehu b'chinas tikun abegodim, which is the tikun of the garments, the clothing. Shaydeze nizbararo ha'emunah gdosha, which is what clarifies emuna, which is what brings emuna into focus. Shehi yesoid v'shoyrish kol ha-toyra v'amitzvahs, which is the foundation of the whole Yiddishkeit. Ki b'chol yoyim b'boiker yoytzin oyer ha-tzitzis, shem b'chinech chut shel chesed al. Because every single day in the morning, the light of tzitzis comes forth. It shines again. Shehu b'chinas lehagid b'boiker chazdecho v'monoscha b'leilois. As the pasuk says, we speak in the morning of your kindness and faith in you in the evening. So, and again, chesed, we said, was the tzitzis. Chesed is 72, that kinor shel ayin beis nimen, the harp of 72 strings, and the 72 strings of the tzitzis, as we showed. Kemavur batoyer now, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Ches and Likutei Moran Tanina. V'chol ze nimshach al yidei hatfila bebechinas din shel bal koyach now. And all of this is activated through the tefillah bebechinas din, when the tzaddik who's capable of blasting forth a tefillah bebechinas din, he initiates this whole process, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moran. Because the Gemara says that a person who's able to give toichocha properly, the Gemara says in Tomid, Daf Chav Ches, hamoichiach es chaveiroi l'shem shamayim, moishchen olav chut shel chesed. A person who reprimands somebody, l'shem shamayim, which means properly, really properly, Hashem draws upon him this chut shel chesed. And we said that the tefillah bebchinas din is a form, it's one of the shapes and forms of toichocha. That's an, just like toichocha is gvura is dinim, this tefillah bebchinas din is a type of toichocha. In the tefillah bebchinas din, we're reprimanding Hashem. Hashem, ayei kinoscha gvura secha. Where's your gvura? Where's your muscles, Hashem? Where are you? Why are you sleeping? Kavya, these are the terms that are used in these tefillahs bebchinas din. That's lahavdil, as if you were reprimanding a kid. What are you doing? Why are you doing this?
V'zehu b'chinas kimas chatzois lailo lo'oinein ulekoinein al churban beis hamikdash ulehizgaber lasuk batoira.
And with this we'll understand the importance of getting up at midnight to mourn the destruction of the beis hamikdash and to try very hard to study Torah at that time, at chatzois.
Ki kimas chatzois lehizgaber al churban beis hamikdash ze bechinas hatfila bebechinas din shel habal koyach,
because getting up at midnight to mourn the destruction of the Beis Mikdash is an example. It's one of the forms of the tefila bebechinas din of the bal koyach. How? Watch. Rav Nosson is going to show us 10 different proofs.
Ki elu hakomim b'chatzois nikroim giboirei koyach oisei devoroi.
Because the Zohar HaKadosh, in the Gemara, when they speak about these people who get up in the middle of the night, they break out of the night, they break out of that heavy sleep to get up in the middle of the night, they're referred to as Giboirei Koyach. Giboirim, Gvura, Miloshim Gvura.
Ki Iker His Oirus Hashena B'chatzois Laila Nimshach Mebechinas Gvurois.
Because the main ability to get up in the middle of the night comes from Gvurois.
Shehu b'chinas koil hatarnagol.
That's the sound of the rooster, shenikra gever. One of the terms that's used for a tarnagol is called a gever, miloshin gvurois. The Zohar HaKadosh shows this. The Zohar HaKadosh describes how the chamisha gvurois of Hashem strike the tarnagol and cause him to wake people up.
Shenimshach mehahu shalhuva de'isha debatish bigat foihi kiyadua.
As the Zohar HaKadosh says, that the sound of the rooster, that alarm of the rooster, comes about through a fire, a burst of fire that strikes the wings of the rooster, spiritual fire, and cause it to scream, you know.
Shekol ze nimshach mehatfila bebechinas din shel bal koyachanal.
All of this is initiated through the tfila bebechinas din, which helps sort out the medame, shehu bechinas shena. An example of medame is sleep. When a person is sleeping, sometimes a person falls asleep for 2-3 minutes and they have a dream and it feels like they were sleeping for 100 years. Or they saw things in their sleep that looked so real. I can't believe it. I can't believe I was sleeping. If I tell you what I saw, mamash, it looked realer, more real than real. That's medame. That's an example of medame.
V'alkein b'chin ha'shena, sh'ayidei zeh zoicha l'koil ha'shir hanal.
And Rabbein Azal said that the more a person is zoicha to biror ha'medame, through that we're zoicha to that shir shel osid lovoi.
V'alkein b'chatzoi slaylo nimshach he'oro mikoil ha'shir hazeh shenimshach mi'atfilo b'chin ha'zdin.
Therefore, at midnight, there flows some of that light that comes from that shir, that special song, which comes from the tefillah bebchinas din,
shehu bechinas kinoir shel David, shemenagin meyelov b'chatzoi saidei ruach tzvayne shel Hashem esboi.
This is tied into the famous Gemara that tells us that David HaMelech had a harp over his bed, which was positioned in such a way that at midnight, which is when the north wind blows, it would blow through the strings and make noise, and that would wake him up.
Rav Nosson Zal says, look how all of this fits perfectly into what we're learning here.
Ruach tzvoinis zebchinas gvurois. North wind, north is the left side. In Torah, we always refer to facing east. You're facing east. When you're facing east, north is on your left side. Gvura, din,
bchinas gvurois.
Mishom menagein meyelov kinor shel David. And it's from the gevurais, from this tefillah bebchinas din, that's what turned on David HaMelech's harp.
Ki ikar hashir shel kinor shel David nimshach me'ashir hanal shenimshach me'atfilah bebchinas din shebchinas ruach tzvoinis.
Because this special song that's going to play from the harp of David HaMelech, this shir shel chesed, comes from the tefillah bebechinas din. It comes from the giboyrei koyach, from the gvurois, from the gever, from the ruach tzvoinis. There's a pasuk begvurois yesha yeminoi, that from the gvurois comes forth the yemin, the chesed.
V'alkein ayidei zeh nisoyrim min hasheno b'chatzois laila.
And therefore, this is the power that makes it possible for a person to get up from sleep at midnight.
Ki hashir hazeh nimshach mitikun ubirur hamedame shibchin hashena.
Because this song is coming from birur, from fixing medame, which is sleep. Medame is sleep. So this song is the opposite of sleep.
V'alkein yesh loy koyach lo'oirer ulohokitz min hashena.
And that's why this has the power to wake a person, to take a person out of that sleep.
Ki ikar his gabrus hashena hurak machmas hamedame she'enoi mezukach umevuror koroi.
Because the main thing that causes a person to sleep a lot, to need sleep, and to be very much wrapped up in sleep, is a medame that has not been sorted out, that has not been purified, hasn't been clarified.
Avol mi she'zoiche levarer hamedame koroi.
But when a person is zeicha to sort out, to separate fantasy from real, truth from make-believe, a person is zeicha to sort that out, the more a person is zeicha to birur hamedame,
ein tzorich laharbois b'sheina,
that person does not require a lot of sleep.
Ve'gam ma'at hashena sheloi hu b'kiddush gedoyla,
and the little bit that they do sleep is with tremendous holiness.
V'alkein, and therefore, al yedei kinor shel David shemenagin me'elav,
through David HaMelech's harp, which played by itself. How? Al yedei ruach tzvoinis, through that ruach tzvoinis, which is din, which is coming from that tefillah bebechinas din, shekol zehu bechinas birur hamedame, these are all different forms of birur hamedame,
al yedei zeh nisoyrin me'ashena.
This helps wake a person up from sleep. Because the more a person is zeicha to sort out the medame, to fix the medame, to clarify true from false, what looks right from what's really right, the more that person is zeicha to eliminate the sleep. And then they wake up from sleep. And what do we do when we wake up from sleep? We mourn the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash.
Val yedei hakinois al churban Beis Hamikdash
mekablim koyach me'atfila shel abal koyach shebuchinas din. And through those prayers, those lamentations that we say over the Churban Beis Hamikdash, that gives us energy and power that draws from the tefila bebechinas din of the balkoyach. Ki hakinois al Churban Beis Hamikdash zehu bechinas tefila bechinas din. Because those prayers are actually an example of the tefila bebechinas din. Ki ho avelis. Because mourning and lamentations is a concept of din, gvura. When a person is in that state, they're in a state of gvura. Hashem's midas hadin has fallen upon them. V'gam kol loshon shel hakinois hu b'derech vikuach v'tarumois kaviyochel. And so too, if you'll take a look at the kinois, if you'll take a look at the prayers that we say in Tikkun Chatzos, especially the Tikkun Rochel, the first part, you'll see that it's all arguments. It's like you're in a court of law, you're arguing with the judge. That's what it is, vikuach, and tarumais, and complaints, lodging complaints, al shehiko oisanu kolkach, over the fact that Hashem has struck us such hard blows, v'hechriv es beis mikdashenu, and he destroyed our home, our beis hamikdash, v'higlinu beinu akum, and he exiled us among the other nations. K'moy shano imrim sham, as we say over there in Tikkun Chatzos, aye kenoscho gvurasecha, where is your strength, Hashem? Where is your self-respect? Lomo tasenu Hashem idrachecha, why are you causing us to wander around lost from your, why have you pushed us off your path? Hamois maastes Yehuda, have you lost your good feelings? Do you hate us? Do you despise us? Madua hikisano, why are you hitting us? Person looks at that. That's not your standard tefillah. Who are you talking to? And what kind of way is that to talk to Hashem? The answer is this is this tefillah that Rabbeinu Zal teaches us about. This is the tefillah bebechinas din, which is used only at special times. Lomo lo netzach tishkochenu. Hashem, why are you forgetting us permanently? Zechor Hashem mehoyalanu. Hashem, remember what we've been through. Remember what you did to us. Ukiyotze bozeh harbe. Shekol l'shoinois ko'elu. These are all examples of this tefila bebechinas din that Rav Nosson Zal speaks about. Shehi bechinas tefilas Pinchas, like the tefila of Pinchas, when Zimri ben Solo committed his act of taking a non-Jewish woman in front of all the Jews and trying to turn the whole Klal Yisrael upside down, trying to make it look as if Moshe Rabbeinu is a crow, because Moshe Rabbeinu married a Midianite. She also Plilois im koinoi, kemoi shekosov sham baturnal. When the Torah mentions Pinchas davening Tashem at that time, it doesn't say vayispalel, it says vayepalel. And the Gemara says, also plilois im koinoi. Pinchas made a judgment with Hashem. He had a showdown with Hashem. He was arguing with the judge, defending, fighting the judgment that Hashem wanted to judge the Jewish people with at that time. As Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Torah Ches, ki onu tzrichin lehisabel. It's not coincidental that we're learning this now. In a few hours, it's midday right now. It's Chatzos Yom approximately right now, and very shortly is Mincha Ktana, when you can start davening Mincha, which is sort of the beginning of the next day. We know that when you have a holiday, when tomorrow is a holiday, we don't say Tachnun from the Mincha of the day before, because from the Mincha of the day before, we're starting to feel a little bit of the effects of the next day. Tonight is the Yortzeit. Tonight, Yud Aleph Mar Cheshvan is the Yortzeit of Rochel Imenu, and the whole world is, the whole Jewish world is shaking about it. It's amazing the change that has taken place. 30 years ago, there were a handful of people, or handfuls of people, that knew about Rochel Imenu's yard site. There was no. Today, you have hundreds of thousands of pieces of paper going out in Eretz Yisrael and throughout the world reminding everybody that it's the yahrzeit of Rachel Imenu to give tzedakah to this organization and that organization in honor of Rachel Imenu. And then we have that toy called the internet, so that it's not hundreds of thousands, it's billions of people that have access to this information now. It's out there, it's being broadcasted on all kinds of blogs and websites and everything, to know that tonight is the night of Tikkun Rochel, of this Rochel Mevaka al Boneho. And in the Zohar Kodesh, one of the incredible, incredible pieces in the Zohar Kodesh that's printed in some of the kinois is when Hashem destroyed the Beis HaMikdash and he exiled the Jews, there's a whole discussion about how Yirmi Anovi went to the Moras HaMachpela to wake up Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, and to scream at them, how are you sleeping through this? Look what's going on. Your children are being massacred and everything. And then they went to Moshe Rabbeinu, and all of them tried to debate with, to argue with Hashem. All of them tried to negotiate with Hashem regarding this issue. And the Zohar Kodesh shows the arguments and how Hashem was able to sort of wiggle out of all of them. And then it says, finally, Rachel Imenu came forth, and Rachel Imenu presented her arguments, and Hashem was stuck, Kavyochel. She backed Hashem, Kavyochel, into a corner, and forced that with it. The Torah itself says, Hashem said to Rachel Imenu, you win. Koyomar Hashem, mini koylech mibechi, stop crying. Veshavu bonim go. I give in. I guarantee. I promise. This will not be a permanent exile. This will. They will definitely return. Vechulu vechulu. Tonight is her night, her yahrzeit. Those that can, there are thousands, tens of thousands of Jews that try to go to the actual kever of Rochel to be mispalel there, which is great. Those that can't, at least to be aware of it, to be conscious of it, and if a person can, to be zeichah on this night. I remember Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Levracha, emphasized to us that the most important night of the year for Tikkun Chatzos is Tisha B'Av, the night of Tisha B'Av. That's the only night in the year when we say Tikkun Rochel and not Tikkun Leah. There are many other times during the year when we say Leah, not Rochel, or we say both. There's one night in the year only when we say only Tikkun Rochel, which is the night of Tisha B'Av. Tonight, the night of the yahrzeit of Rachel Imenu, for sure, those that can be up at that time, at the time of Chatzos, which is approximately 10 minutes after 11 p.m. tonight, 11:10 in Yerushalayim, 11:10 p.m. is Chatzos, to be able to say the Tikkun Rochel and to have in mind to be Moira the Schus of Rachel Imenu and her tefillos and the tens of thousands of Jews who are being mekasha themselves to Rachel Imenu and with her to all the other tzaddikim, all tzaddikim shebarayim, all tzaddikim shechnei ofer. Should be zeche that Rachel Imenu should close the deal, should finish the job. So Rav Nosson Zal says now, ki onu tzrichin lehisabe al churban beis hamikdash, because we are required to mourn over the destruction of the beis hamikdash. V'churban beis hamikdash zebechinas pegam v'churban hadas. What was the beis hamikdash all about? It's the center of Das for Klal Yisrael. Because the Gemara says clearly in Brachas Daf Lamed Gimel, Ki kol mi sheyesh boideya, ki ilu nivne beis hamikdash biyomov. Any person who has Das, it's as if the beis hamikdash were built in his time. Because the beis hamikdash was the place of the Lishka, the highest body of learning, of Das. The greatest rabbis, the Sanhedrin Agdoila, not only them, but even the Koyhanim. The Torah says if a Jew will have any question, anything you don't know, what do? Vekamto v'olisa lamokoim. You will leave your place, go up to the Beis HaMikdash, and consult with them. Consult with the Koyhanim, the Sanhedrin, the Tzadikim, who were part of this Merkaz of Das. Ukemuva b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal kama pomim, as Rabbeinu Zal writes many times throughout the Likud Imran, that the Beis HaMikdash is all about Das, and Churban Beis HaMikdash means Churban HaDas, that today we're all crazy, we're nuts, proof is we're doing sins. The Gemara says, the world is wall to wall, Ruach Shtus. Ki mechitzois HaBeis HaMikdash, because the walls of the Beis HaMikdash are like the walls of a person's brain that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in Likutei Moran. He speaks about the Gimel Moichin, the three parts of a Jew's brain being like three walls to block a person from the onslaught of the three major taivos. Bechinas mechitzois, prusois, shel hamoichin, hamogin, and befnei taivos niyuv. This refers to the walls of a person's brain which protect a person from the attack of taivos niyuv. Because again, ki siste ishto, the Gemara says that niyuv is an act of insanity. It's craziness. That's what it is. It's craziness. So the moichin, the seichel, the das of a person are the walls that keep out that craziness. And unfortunately, due to our many sins, the Yetzirah has become powerful. As the Torah says about Adam and Chava, that the snake was very shrewd, very sly. To the point where it was able to bring about the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, which means that the Das is defective. And therefore, we need the Tefillah of the Baal Koyach. Rabbeinu Zal over there shows in Likut Imran that when the walls of the Das have been broken down, so when the Das is pogum, the Chesed is pogum. Because Rabbeinu Zal shows that Rachmonus is toloy in das. Kol mi she'ein boy das osu l'rachim alav. There are many proofs to that, that rachamim and chesed are tied into das. When the das is messed up, the Rachmonus is messed up. So we can't use the regular channel of tefillah. We have to go to that other channel, the tefillah bebechinas din. V'alkein tzrichen lokum b'chatzois lehisabel ulekoinen al churban beis hamikdash. Ki hakinoi sein b'chinas tefila b'chinas din, kedei lekabel mehatfila shel bal koyach b'chinas din, kedei lohoitzi me'asitrachra kol hachiyus shebola. In order to be able to receive that tefila b'chinas din, which has the ability, the Yetzirah sees that, we explained earlier, tries to swallow it, because the Yetzirah is din, gvura, the left side. It gets stuck in its throat, and then the Yetzirah is forced to regurgitate, to throw up, to vomit up its whole chiyus. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, chel bola vayikienu. He swallowed up massive amount and was forced to vomit it up. Why? Kedei lesaken hadas, to return all of that das that has been swallowed up. Va'oz oiskim batoira. And what else do we do at Chatzos? We say the tefillah b'chinas din, and we learn Torah. Ki ha-Torah b'chinas ruach nevuah, because the Torah is the spirit of nevuah. Ki klolius ha-Torah klula b'yud ha-dibrois, because the Torah is basically summarized in the Ten Commandments. Shehem b'chinas yud madrego shel nevuah, which correspond to the 10 levels of prophecy. It says on Har Sinai, ponim beponim diber Hashem imochem. Hashem spoke to the Jews face to face. That's nevuah. Kamei shekosav shom, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran, kal yedei hatfila bebechinas din anal, zeichen lebechinas ruach nevuah. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likut Imran that through the tefillah bebechinas din we zeichet to nevuah, shehu bechinas esek hatoira achar chatzois laila. This is the importance. This is why the Zohar HaKadosh and the Arizal and all the Sifrei Kabbalah and Hasidus emphasize the tremendous importance of learning after Chatzos. After a person says the initial tefillos, mourning the Churban Beis HaMikdash, there's tremendous, but that's one of the most important times of the day if a person is Zohar to be up to learn at that time. V'chol zeh kedei levarer hamedameh kanal. And this is all in order to sort out the medameh. And this is why it's such an incredibly important thing for a Yid to learn Torah at night, specifically. And here he's referring especially to the second half of night, from midnight on. As the Gemara says, Ein Adam Zeche leKisra shel Torah ela balayla. A person can only be Zeche to the crown of Torah by night. And as the Pasuk says, Kumi Roini Balaila. Get up and sing. That Roini refers to the Koil Torah. Ki Iker Esek HaTorah Hu Bishvil Bira Hamedame. Because one of the main reason we're learning Torah is to sort out the good from bad, the right from wrong. The whole limud of Halacha, The whole study of halacha is all about birur hamedame. That it looks kosher, but it's not. It looks treif, but it's not. It seems as if you're allowed to do it, but you're not allowed to do this. That whole process of birur hamedame. Ki ha-toiro hi b'chinas aseres hadibrois. Because the foundation of the Torah is the Ten Commandments, b'chinas ruach nevuah, which is prophecy, shaydezeh mevarim hamedame kanal. That's how we sort out the medame. Rabbeinu Zaldeh quotes the pasuk, ubiyad ha-nevim adame. That nevuah is the opposite of medame. That's why we have the false prophets. False prophets were dimyonis, medame. Therefore, the main learning Torah is at nighttime. Ki laila hi bechinas medame, because night is an example of medame. Shu bechinas shena, which is sleep. And that's when we have to blow up the medame. That's when we have to make the tikkun for the medame. Shehi bechinas ruach nevuah kanal. Ve'ikar hu achar chatzos laila. Here he says it clearly. And again, the main, which part of night is the main part of night for this? It's after midnight. She'oz nisoyer kinor shel David al day ruach tzvaynis. That's when David HaMelech's harp starts playing through that ruach tzvaynis. Shu b'chinas hashir hanal shenimshach al yedei tefila b'chinas din. Shezehu ikar b'chinas bir hamadam kanal. V'alkein oz hazman lasuk b'toyra. Therefore, that's a special time to learn Torah. Kedei levarer hamedame, in order to sort out the medame. Kedei lizkois le'emuna shlema, and thereby be zeichet to real perfect fraction of emuna. Bechinas ve'emunoscho baleilois, as the pasuk says, emuna at night. The tikkun ha'emuna is being done at night through the birur hamedame. Bechinas lehagid ba'boiker chazdecho. As Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likut Imran. The Ato, Rabbeinu Zal says now, Manim Litzu Divrei Razal, how great are the words of our rabbis, Sheomru, who said, Kol ha'oisek batoira balaylo, moishchan olav chut shel chesed bayoim. That if a Jew studies Torah at night, Hashem draws a string of chesed upon him during the day. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Yoimam Yitzave Hashem Chazdoi, by day Hashem will command his chesed, when? Ubalaila Shiroimi. If at nighttime the person is singing, he has that song with Hashem. Kal yedei esik hatoira balaila, shubchinas ruach nevua, shehu klolius hatoira kanal, aideze nizbarer hamedame, shubiro emuna. By studying Torah at night, the Torah, which is this Ruach Nevuah, we're bringing about this Birur Hamedame, this Birur of the Emuna, Shaydezeh Zeichen L'Shir Hanal, Shehu Bechinas Chut Shel Chesed, through which we're Zeichen to that special song, which is referred to by the Chut Shel Chesed, She'olov Yisnagein Hashir Azeh. It's on that harp 72 of Chesed that song is going to be. The song of Yud, Yud Ke, Yud Ke Vav, Yud Ke Vav Ke. This is what the Gemara means when it speaks about that chut shel chesed that's drawn upon a person by day. It's the same chut shel chesed that one who reprimands properly, the Gemara uses that same, by coincidence, the Gemara uses that same word, moishchen olav chut shel chesed. V'ze ha-chut shel chesed shenimshach bayoyim. And this chut shel chesed, which is drawn upon the person during the day, if he studies Torah by night, zeo bechinas oyer chutei hatzitzis. That's the light that comes from the strings of the tzitzis. Shehu tikkun habegodim, which is a tikkun for the clothing. Shehem bechinas medame. Clothing is medame. Clothing is medame. Nighttime is medame. Sleep is medame. Hainu. Birur hamedame shubiru emuna shehu yesoid kol hatoira kula. This is the foundation of the entire Torah.